Hi there, sweetling. My name is Mistress Tasha, and I would like you to take a journey with me. It'll just be in your mind, so I'd like you to simply relax. Perhaps you can even find somewhere where you can lay back. You can sit up if you'd like, or you can just close your eyes and let the world around you just fade away. Whatever way you find more comfortable is fine. Just lay your hands at your sides, stretch out, and relax. It's nice, isn't it? It's better if your legs are uncrossed. And if you want to close your eyes now, it will simply just make things so much easier. Moving just doesn't seem right as you prepare for our little trip deep inside your mind. I'd like you to make yourself comfortable as you prepare. Hypnosis is just a journey of sorts, but in the end, it's really all about how well you can follow instructions. Close your eyes now, pet, and make sure you can't open them. Seal them tightly, perhaps as if the moment they closed, they became glued down and will simply stay shut for a while. From here on, you can simply lay back and listen to the sound of my voice. You'll be aware of other sounds outside and around you, but they'll only help you fall deeper as your mind drifts away. The only sound you need to focus on now is my voice, and while listening, you can simply allow yourself to be as lazy as you've ever wanted to be. Just allow yourself to drift deeper and down, sleepy, droopy, drowsy, and lazy. And now, while you're relaxing there, just be aware of your body for a moment. Hands resting at your sides. Feel the weight of your head against the pillow or the back of your chair, and notice how as you go deeper, the weight seems to slowly increase. Notice how all your limbs are growing limp, loose, heavy, your arms and legs growing number as you fall deeper and deeper, head so heavy, so very heavy and tired, your mind growing fuzzy, blank as you slip ever deeper. I'd like you to focus on your breathing for a moment, and as you listen to my voice, notice how each breath is becoming slower and deeper, growing slower and steadier as you relax more and more. So steady, so evenly, so gently, that you wouldn't even disturb a feather were it right in front of you. And as you allow yourself to relax even more now, try and listen to the beat of your heart. Sense each beat and know that as it speeds up, it's just your conscious mind falling asleep and your subconscious tuning in. Focus on it and just imagine it's slowing down now. You can use your mind to slow your heartbeat, feel your body becoming lazier and lazier. There's nothing for you to do except relax now. Relax and listen to my voice. Nothing is expected of you, nothing wanted from you. Just allow your entire body to continue to relax. Let your mind fall deeper and deeper, down into a pit of blankness and relaxation. Let this good, soothing blankness, calming and sleep, relaxation flow over you. Go deeper now. It's just a wonderful good feeling as all the tension and all the stress of your days drains away. You simply forget it was ever there as you go deeper, focusing on the beat of your heart, the steadiness of your breathing, the sound of my voice. So absolutely relaxed and comfortable, you can't even be bothered to twitch a single muscle. Every fiber of your being is so deeply, deeply relaxed, and your mind is so deep now. But let's take you even deeper. Let your subconscious listen now, because it knows that changes can be made. I want you to imagine a doorway in your mind. And counting down from 10 to 1, you're going to fall twice as deep with every step towards that door. You know what it looks like in your mind. It can be big, it can be small, wood or steel. All that matters is that it's your inner door, and it leads you down, down to the deepest part of your mind. And when you reach that door that is yours alone, you'll be so deep that everything I say will become absolute truth. My words, your words, and my will, your will. Ready now. 10, twice as deep now. 9, again go twice as deep as before. 8, even deeper, feel your mind going blank and open. 7, twice as deep as before, so relaxed and comfortable. 6, nice and blank, even deeper. 5, lazy and relaxed, numb and blank. 4, twice as deep as before, go even deeper. 3, more and more deep, so far under where it's so warm and relaxing. 2, even deeper now, only a little more to go. 1, twice as deep as before. You were so deep, so blank, so sleepy and lazy, that all you want to do is listen. Just listen as my words are now becoming your words. My will is your will. See, now in your mind, that door. It's right in front of you and you have a choice. You can open the door and go ever deep as you possibly can go. Or you can wake up, but you want to open this door. You even need to because you are so curious about how deep you can really, really go. So deep that my voice becomes a part of your very being. So deep that my words mold parts of you to what they need to be. Deeper and deep, so warm and relaxed, lazy and deeper, numb and blank. No need to think as I'm here, my thoughts become your thoughts here. No choices need to be made, I will make them for us. And now, open that door and fall into the darkness, deeper and deeper, fall into an abyss of beautiful trance. Rest your mind in this place where anything can happen and deep and everlasting changes are made. But you can go even deeper and deeper, deeper now. It's just a wonderful good feeling as all the tension and all the stress of everyday life fades and flutters away. Just relax now and listen to the sound of my voice as I take you on a trip. Continue to focus on your breathing, because as you breathe and relax, letting your mind and body just fall limp and lazy, I'll be carrying you away, hand in hand, down into the darkness, and towards the velvet horizon that beckons you with its lingering glimmers of sunlight. As you breathe and listen to my voice, each breath becoming deeper and heavier, gentler and softer, my voice is a sweet echo in your mind. Let everything else drift away. All the stress, all the tension, everything that would normally cause your mind to tense and fight, slips away until it's only me as we continue down this road. I know you're deep here, pet, but I have the map to take you even deeper. I'm going to take you to a very special place. It's a place that's magic, a place where your deepest, darkest pleasures can become so real, so vivid. But right now, all I want you to focus on is my voice, echoing so softly in your mind, so sweetly and gently, so warm and soft. Such a good, good pet. As I take your mind and lead you deep and down, down the road towards a special place which lies beyond the sunset and just before the moonrise. It's a place of primordial darkness, pure and untainted. Where trance, a place that only trance can take you. Feel my hand, pet, soft and small, curl in yours. My fingers lacing gently with yours, and that small touch sends you deeper as I guide you along now. So deep, so relaxed, such a sweet little one. My sweetling, go even deeper as you follow my voice down this path. Just breathe for me, in and out. Such a good, sweet little pet. It's so relaxing, isn't it? So slow, so deep. You're safe as I guide you by the hand into this darkness. The sound of my voice echoes here in the thick, soupy mist dreams. Already we've entered a new world as we've taken you so deep. So quickly, while you were focusing on breathing and the sweetness of my voice echoing around you and in your mind, I've taken you now to a new place, and you can hear the rustle of feathers on the wind. There are ravens flying around the moon, so noticeable because, as I said before, the darkness around you is so close, warm. It's special, it's not black but white. The sky in that shroud of darkness is white, but the moon is black as the raven's wing. Like my voice, this place is oh so magical. Oh, so magical, entrancing and drawing you in. You want to see what other wonders await even further down this road, don't you? Yes. Picture in your mind's eye and allow your conscious mind to fall away and become occupied with keeping your breathing slow and deep while your subconscious follows and listens. And picture for me that path in front of you, feeling your hand in mine and hearing the gentle tap of our slow footsteps echoing in the mist. That white, perfect darkness, the black moonlight. Your heart begins to match that slow beat, slowing down as gently and slowly as you're breathing. It may speed up, but that only means your conscious mind is fading, and your subconscious can easily slow it back down once you're so very deep, sleepy, and drowsy. So relaxed and happy to be here with me, with my voice. Now slowly and gently take in a deep breath. I'll do it with you now. Breathe in. And breathe out. Good job, sweetling. One more deep breath in, and you'll be completely swept away. Breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in my voice, and I'll carry you away. Far into the velvet black sky, warm and safe, as we enter this realm that's past the horizon of the real world and has become a fantasy world that is ours and ours alone. Never be scared, pet. I am here. I'm holding your hand and my fingers are brushing your palm as I lead you past shimmering red pools now, down into the darkness and the blissful serenity of trance. The air here smells pleasantly like copper, the smell of fresh new pennies, and standing up in the pools, up to their waists, are beautiful siren-like women. But my voice is the only one you listen to, not theirs. Those women are fallen angels, succubi, and they want you to stay. But you know in your mind that you need to go on, you need to listen to my voice, and follow me even further. And yes, as we continue along, they fade into the past, no longer there. The red pools turn darker as they begin to glow, jade green and purple, a mass of swirling colors beneath its surface, hypnotic and drying. There's a soft smell on the wind replacing the pennies, like lilac or rose, a million different wonderful scents all mixed into one. The smell whirls around you, seeping into you, head to toe in a deeper relaxation than you've ever felt before. Flows over you, so deep, so deep. And now, my little one, that you're so deep and so compliant and willing, accepting everything I say as a truth. Let's do a little work on your sleepy mind. You're so relaxed, so warm, so peaceful, so comfortable. You listen only to my voice, and what I tell you goes directly to the deepest part of your subconscious, where any changes that happen here can really, truly happen. Everything I say will be embedded in your mind and control both the way your mind and your body react from now on. Just relax and sleep deeper now. And now, my little one, my sweet, sweet little one, you're so deep, so compliant and willing, accepting everything I say as truth. We're going to spin a spider's tail, a web of fantasy, specially made just for you. I'm going to tell you a story, a wonderful fantasy in which I'd like you to imagine yourself as the person in the story. It will be so easy for you now to picture in your mind, to see yourself in my tales, so easy to feel and see everything I describe for you. You are so relaxed, so warm, so peaceful, so comfortable. You listen only to my voice, and what I tell you goes directly to the deepest part of your subconscious, where any changes that happen here can really truly happen. Everything I say will be embedded in your mind and control both the way your mind and your body react from now on. Just relax and sleep deeper now. Imagine yourself as you are in your own bedroom, lying on your back in bed, attempting to sleep. Despite being so weary and your eyes heavy with the need to sleep, it has been evading you since the moment you laid down. Your room is dark, but it's a strange darkness. It's not exactly pitch black. There are heavy, twitching shadows in each corner of the room. Dancing shapes moving around in them, and just dark enough that your eyes can't see into them. For reasons unknown, you have had no luck sleeping tonight, and none of your usual tricks have done anything to help. Counting sheep is just boring, and even your anti-insomnia hypnosis file couldn't lull you into the sweet, deep bliss of slumber. There is just something off about this night. A strange restlessness that you can't explain. You start slightly sitting up as suddenly you hear something. Your eyes shift around nervously, searching for it. A laugh, and it seemed to have come from just outside your sight. The sound moving like a gentle breeze through the darkness around you. Again, you look around, searching for its source, but there is nothing. Each place your eyes fall, they see nothing but empty air, and a gently dancing shadow of something had disturbed the stillness, just slightly, right before you looked. Then you hear it again, and slip down into your bed, heart racing, as you pull up the sheets to your chin, closing your eyes, pretending to sleep. But that just makes the sound seem louder as you hear it again. The laugh seems to come from everywhere around you, all at once, yet there is nothing to be seen as you reopen your eyes. Just dancing shadows and unpierceable gray darkness. It's then that you notice the smell slowly filling your room. Something smoke-like, burning wood almost. Yet it's sweeter than the freshest roses. An almost old-fashioned scent. Like when women burned perfume sticks to sweeten the smell of smoke. Almost, but not quite. But whatever exactly that smell is, it's making you feel heavy as you breathe it in. Settling you down into your bed, muscles relaxing as the scent flows over you and invades your senses. With each breath, you're finding yourself becoming more and more tired. And the more you breathe, the more tired you become. So tired that you really don't notice how much darker the shadows have gotten around your bed. So tired that you don't see the dancing shadows finally take a form. A female figure emerges from the darkness, giving you no time to react, as she swoops out of the shadows, planting her lips upon yours. Her lips part yours as she kisses you deeply, her tongue sweeping the inside of your mouth quickly, a deep, passionless kiss, a mere tasting. As she kisses you, you can feel every muscle in your body simply go numb, relaxed, emptying themselves of tension and strength. As the woman slowly pulls away from you, you lie limp as a rag doll, unable to move a single muscle. And as she moves away from you, the shadows begin to recede, melting away and withdrawing from her figure and face, allowing you to see her clearly. The most obvious thing about her is that her skin is a light shade of red, flawless like the skin of a ripe apple. Her hair is a long waterfall of black ebony ringlets that fall down her back, and her eyes are the same deep black, fathomless and deep forever as she stares down at you. Her arms are folded under large breasts, which are covered with a single strip of thin black leather. A slow smile curves her petite, plump lips, a giggle escaping as she stares down at you, looking you over, not as one might stare upon a lover, but similar to the way a starving person might stare at a large, freshly cooked steak or some other equally succulent treat. Hello there. Her voice enters your mind, dripping sweet like sticky honey, slowing down your thoughts even further. Just relax, darling, you're not going anywhere, she whispers as she climbs up onto the side of your bed, leaning down and kissing you again quickly, her tongue tasting your bottom lip, teeth grazing with a slight prick of pain. As she kisses you again, you feel yourself sinking further and further down, a slight fog settling behind your eyes and in your mind, more and more tired, more and more lazy. There we go. Don't worry about saying anything. If you can even still speak, that is. I have heard it all before anyway. You don't live centuries without knowing exactly what a man is going to say. Things like, what are you? Well, my dear, I'm a succubus. Her hands trace the bare skin of your arms, sending little shockwaves of pleasure straight to your groin. But to cut to the chase on that, I'm here to eat your soul, she whispered and grinned. But it'll feel really good. Promise. I know you'd ask, why would you do that? Simple. A girl has to eat, sweet thing. You eat your cows and your plants, and in turn, I eat you. It's nothing personal, it's just nature's way. Her voice is honey in your ears, slowing down your already foggy senses, her claws tracing patterns on your arm, sending pleasure to your cock, making it twitch with each graze. And a lot of you humans ask why I tell you all this. Well, I'll share a little secret, sweet thing. Come closer, it's a secret. It's really quite selfish, but you mortals have such bland souls, and they always taste a little better when it's spiced with fear. A personal indulgence is all. The woman's words reach you as though through a hazy dream. Somewhere deep down inside of you, you know that you should be scared. But you can't seem to find the energy to fight or get away, or even the motivation to move. The fog sitting over your mind is sapping you of all your will to care, all ability to worry about what's happening. You watch as she lifts one hand, one finger, and slowly runs it down, all the way down your chest, all the way to your groin, her claw cutting through the material of your clothes like a hot knife through butter, peeling back the sliced layers. Your slightly hardened cock springs up as if it's been freed from its confines. A vivid red line appears on your chest where the demoness's claw drew blood scratching you, but you can't feel the normal sting of a cut. You can't hardly feel anything at all. So sleepy, so foggy and happy. Aroused. Now then, sweetling, she says, as she runs her thumb along the scratch. A small amount of blood smears, and it sends chills down your spine, your hardened member twitching in morbid delight. I suppose I should tell you how this is going to happen. I know you've already figured out that my kiss is, well, rather important. She chuckles and leans down for a moment, tracing your mouth with her tongue, before once again kissing you deeply. Pleasure fills you, dragging you deeper, more relaxed, filling even your bones with fog and sweet relaxation. She pulls away, sucking on your upper lip for a moment, and then meeting your gaze. My kiss is quite special. It gets my essence into your head, little morsel of mine, and it bundles you all up. Your mind, personality, your soul, everything you are neatly packaged and moved all the way down to your... Well, I think you get it. She tweaks your nipple in time with her last couple words, laughing as they pebble against her fingers. Ready to be taken, and I'm sure you know what I mean by taken, don't you? Slowly, she runs one finger down your chest, all the way to your groin, running that finger up and down your length, pressing just enough to make her presence felt. Your steel-swollen rod twitches under her touch, and she chuckles as her black eyes meet your gaze. Now, dear, she whispers, shifting her body weight, just be a good meal and come when I say, all right? With those words, you feel her entire hand close around your cock, just a tad harder than it needs to be, pulling on you slowly, her thumb rubbing the mushroom head teasingly as she leans forward to kiss you again. You know deep down that it's wrong, that submitting to her kiss will mean the end of you, that you should recoil and pull away, but you just can't. As her lips press against yours, her tongue slipping between your lips and into your mouth, she begins to stroke you a bit faster, her kiss dragging your mind down and out, the fog getting thicker behind your eyes, all your thoughts gravitating to your groin and how it's starting to feel so good, so needy with even just this tiny amount of stimulation. Your captor pulls away, licking her lips as she looks down, looks you over, smiling as she watches your cock twitch under her touch. She picks up speed again, just ever slightly. Feels wonderful, doesn't it? She whispers. Such a good boy to get hard for me. Such a good meal to go blank for me. And you are going blank and deeper, as once again she leans forward, kissing you yet again, your thoughts dimming and fading to the furthest background, pleasure becoming the most important thing in your world, The succubus's gentle touch upon your bare skin sends spikes of intense heated pleasure running through you like lightning bolts. Yes, sweetling, I think you're just about ready now, she whispers. Slowly, the succubus removes her hands from you and cups your face, turning your head so you can see her full form. A treat for my meal, she grins as she reaches behind her back just for a moment, and then the thin leather strap covering her upper half falls away, exposing her large red-skinned breasts. Her nipples are as black as her hair, pert and hard, excited. After another moment, there's a flutter of fabric as the small loincloth around her waist hits the floor in a similar fashion to the other piece of clothing. She grins at you, but your mind is so deep and dim that all you can do is look forward to the increase in pleasure that's about to come. She slinks up onto the bed, and you can see her deep red pussy hovering above your aching, twitching prick. Dripping slightly, it's ready to engulf you, to take you into the heat of her depths. She smiles and leans forward once again, pressing her lips against yours in the same moment she lowers her hips onto your thick, hard member. Your mind vanishes completely as her tongue slides inside your mind. In the same moment, your cock slides inside of her. All you can feel is the warm, tight wetness now surrounding your cock. It tightens around you, pulling you in deeper. Good. It feels so good. All your mind, all your blank mind can process is the warmth, the wetness, the pleasure. You are so close to coming. Even as a little voice, so remote and quiet, tries to scream in the back of your mind, but it's drowned out so easily by the hot, wet pleasure. The succubus picks up speed as she begins to ride you, hard and fast, breasts bouncing, her teeth gleaming as she smiles. As you lay back, your mind covered and foggy with pleasure, barely able to see your partner through lidded eyes, but even without seeing, you can sense that she's changing. Her skin is getting darker, growing from apple red to burgundy. Her eyes becoming deeper, consuming black as she stares down at you. Great curled horns appearing from her forehead, and tattered black wings unfolding from her back as she rides you. So good, so pleasured, so desperately needy. Horny, oh, so horny. You can barely think now, mind so deep, so thick in the heat from the succubus. You can hear her laughing now, her honeyed voice slipping you even further down, in and out, rise and fall of her hips, almost coming off and then slamming back down, drawing your manhood into her scorching depths, thrust, roll of the hip. Her fingers playing slightly over your chest and grabbing your hips, grinding in close. So close now, little morsel, she moans. One more kiss and your sweet soul is mine. Just relax and let it all fade away. She leans forward, pressing your mouth to hers. Her tongue spiking in, curling around yours as she kisses you for the final time. Your pleasure spikes sharply with that kiss. That pleasure runs from your head now straight down your spine and right into your cock. Good boy, she whispers. Now come! And you do. You explode into an orgasm coming hard and long, mind vanishing like dust in a windstorm as you release yourself, all that pent-up heat, all the heat into your demonic partner. Oh, so blank now, mind and soul gone along with your cum. No thoughts, no feelings, no emotions, just endless, endless pleasure as you finish. just staring at the redskin woman with glassy open eyes as she smiles and slides herself off of you, your prick falling limp and spent between your legs. She stares at you for a long moment and walks around to the head of your bed right behind you, running her clawed hand through your hair, petting you gently, before closing your eyes with her fingers. "Thanks for the meal," she whispers, and just like that, she vanishes, leaving you there in the blank, blank darkness. "Such a good boy," her voice whispers from the shadows. "Now, I never said that taking that soul of yours would kill you, did I? No, and it would be such a shame to waste such a nice blank little vessel. Such useful tools, too useful to let go to waste." There's a happy sigh from the darkness as the shadows dance gently, and a chuckle as the darkness thins, returning to normal. "Now remember all of this, my tasty morsel, because I'm going to return your soul to you. You're much more useful as a functioning pet than as a lunch, no matter how tasty you were." You can feel yourself coming back slowly, thoughts returning as the fog and honey fades, feelings returning. You feel the touch of her hand running over your cock one last time. A wistful sigh from the unseen demoness. "We really will have to do this again sometime," she whispers as her presence fades, leaving you all alone. Your thoughts have fully returned to normal, and memories of your visitor have become hazy. Hazy and distorted, as though this was nothing but a very vivid dream. When you awaken from your slumber, that is all you will think of it as. A dream. But somewhere deep down inside of you, you know the truth, and your subconscious mind will remember the sensations of being the meal of a demoness. "Now, pet, it's time to wake up. Feeling wonderful, warm, and happy. So relaxed after this. And now, on the count of 10. 1, feeling so good, so relaxed. 2, 3, wanting to listen to this file again and again. 4, waking now, slowly. 5, more and more awake. 6, feeling so good as you begin to move. 7, stretching now, so wonderful. 8, more and more awake, able to open your eyes. 9, blinking now, becoming more and more aware. And 10, wake up now, pet. I hope you enjoyed your time here. Come back and visit us soon.